where we'd have another place for the stock, I mean, horses or mules, you know, the mules. Because the mules would be too rough on the cow. We'd have another extra pen, you know, to keep the mules in there, you know. And we'd mostly have stay stalls for them to go in, covered under that barn, you know, for the mules. Yes, and we'd keep them in that lot either. Whenever, next morning, if we wasn't going to work them, turn them out in the pasture, big pasture, you know. Either turn them in the field and let them be stripping the field.
And what did you call the time of day when you had to feed the animals?
Well, see, that is, we'd feed them every morning.
And you say, well, this is...
breakfast.
I see.
Yes, so we give them at breakfast just like we, you know, soon every morning.
And then the afternoon, would you feed them?
Well, see, now when we was working them hard, you know, and making a crop, well, we'd call it dinner. We'd feed them at dinner, 12 o'clock. And when we'd eat our lunch, you know, we'd call it dinner. And then in the dark, before about dark or something like that, when the day, we'd call them, give them their supper.
I see.
Yes.
So you treated them like human beings.
Of course. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. When, especially when we working them.
And what'd you call the horses and the mules and the cows and so on? What did you call all of them together? The cattle?
Cattle.
Critters,
well, see, the cows would be cattle, and the horses would be stocks.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. In the stock, yes.
I see.
Yes, sir. And horses.
And how about the chickens, the ducks? And
well, we would say we'd call them fowls, of course, you know, the fowls. They was all fowls, but we know, we just say if it's chickens, it's chickens, you know. Ducks, so many ducks, you know, so many geese, you know, and all like it, so many turkeys. Yes, sir.
And you mentioned how you build a hog pen. What did you have to feed the hogs out of?
Well, yes, sir, we'd go out there in the woods and we'd cut a pretty good size log. We'd take our axe and trim out a holler in that. We'd get away from the inner piece, each end. We trim out a holler in there, down pretty deep in there, you know. And that's what we feed them in. Mm-hmm. We put the feed in that, you know, a slop of water, what you'd call it, you know. And of course, we'd have a flow in the pen whenever we fatten them, of course. We just put the feed corn in there, ears of corn. It's in there, just put on the flow and it eat it. Put the water in that trough.
I see.
Yes.
I see. And you made them out of
logs, yes, log. Right, oh. Yes. Yes.
How many would you have?
Oh, well, according to the family, you know, when it's a large family, so you need about four or five large ones. They weigh a couple of hundred apiece or better.
Well, they wouldn't.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the cows, would you have the same thing for them? Or?
Well, no, we would, you know, probably cut some out, something like that, for the cow to eat out of, you know, to feed them like that, you know, the trolls would be. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And of course, put hay, you know, we just put the hay down inside the trough, you know, on the ground most of the time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
different, well, would you describe more about hogs? I mean, they must have been the most important animal you had around for food, right?
Right, yes.
Would you describe how you raised them and where the different names, Barra, sow and
yes,
and so
that's
on.
Right. Sure, yes.
Explain all those.
I started the sow. She's a sow, you know. She's a, you know, female. And of course, that is different than a bar and a male. This male, when you castrate him, he's a bar. You know, before you castrate him, he's a male. Of course, the sows, you know, the old sows, young shoats as gilts, we call it, you know, the female, young female, mm-hmm. A little male, a little bar or something like that, you see.